Away for a week and the last 5 days out in the remote wilderness where there was no connectivity, so unable to stream live sport or anything like that. Had to wait until Sunday morning to hear the sporting scores of Saturday from somebody who'd written them down while listening to an old-fashioned transistor radio. And I heard that the Stormers had beaten Ulster 13-6 in their URC game at the Cape Town Stadium. And I thought, oh, that's a tough game. Well, at least we got 4 points. And when I got back to civilization yesterday and started reading the match reports, let's say I was quite pleased that I was in the remote wilderness and not in my season ticket seats at the Cape Town Stadium. John Dobson, the Stormers coach, had no choice but to be there. And John, a very, very good morning to you.
Morning to you, John. Welcome back.
I am told by the reports that the first half particularly was some of the worst Stormers rugby that's been played at the Cape Town Stadium in a while.
I actually took umbrage to some of the reporters after
okay.
the game. Because one of them, I won't name Lloyd Bernard of 24, came to me and said, buckle up for a bad report. And I said, fair enough, Lloyd. You know, but I thought in that first half we were beaten. You know what I mean? It wasn't like we were making mistakes or we were not having effort. We tackled well. But they were, you know, those Irish sides are like when they get their multi-phase rugby, those balls out the back, you can't get the ball off them at the breakdown. I mean, they completely dominated us. It wasn't like I thought we were poor. We just had no entry points. So we made 3 tackles and a half. Every time we got the ball, sort of managed to turn it back from them, we had to kick it out so they could relaunch back at us or kick it downfield, in which case our exhausted forwards had to make a chase. And they got back into our half again from that. So I really felt, you know, just before halftime, I said to other coaches, chaps, I haven't got a plan yet. I don't know if you've got any ideas, but I don't know how we're going to turn this around. I just thought we were beaten. So I'm not trying to, you know, so it was poor in the outcome. And people said, oh, you're lucky to go only 7-0 down at halftime. They only had 1:22 entry, which they scored, but they just had us under the cosh position and territory-wise. But I didn't think we lacked effort or we were making mistakes. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, people, yeah, the second half was different. We made lots of mistakes, but we were utterly imperious.
So I was also what happened, the Miami tennis tournament came to an end, and I noticed that Carlos Alcaraz had been beaten in the quarterfinal, I think it was, by Gregor Dimitrov. And he said after the match that he turned to his coaching box and said, I don't know what to do. I have no plan. Help me. I don't know what to do. And I suppose, you know, there's another example of sometimes that happens, that you go in with plans, and what the opposition does, Dimitrov did, Ulster did, means that your plans come to naught, and what's plan B? In this case, I don't have one.
Absolutely. I mean, I was bereft. I couldn't go to halftime and shout on them because they made 83 tackles. They missed very few. They put physically, they put the Ulster under pressure. Look, there's a one defensive tweak. We gave them a bit of too much space on the outside, which meant they sort of got those sort of, you know, those bridge passes away and a 15-yard run up the touchline, which meant our forwards had to sort of run 15 meters back and get off the line again. But no, it was almost like Leinster played the Bulls on the Friday night. You know, it was that sort of, well, Irish teams are like that. They're very, very hard to break down. Like we managed to change it in the second half. We fixed that one defensive thing. But at least we made them kick on to us and got the transition game and opened it up. What drove me mad was, you know, against the Bulls, we wasted 6 tries. Against Edinburgh, we wasted 7. And I reckon 8 on the weekend. But at least we were opening up, you know. At least we started to play our rugby in the second half.
But if in 3 matches, doing some quick mental arithmetic, you've wasted 21 tries, that is, that's 105 points plus a potential another 42 for conversions. That's a lot of wastage. And what do you do ahead of this incredibly important championship match against La Rochelle over the weekend to get some of those tries back?
Yeah, I think we chatted about it. I mean, the Bulls game, okay, we should have done. And then last week, frustrating. Now it's a trend you can't ignore. I mean, if we've got you know, so many entries, 11 entries into the 22 on the weekend, and 2 were easy penalties we took just you know, under the poles sort of stuff, and 1 was the try. I mean, it's just so much weight. And now it's a real trend. You know, poor Evan Roos is playing brilliant rugby. I mean, 3 times he had the ball within a couple of yards of the line and we didn't score. So, you know, I don't know how you coach it because it's always the same thing. It's not like we're always knocking on. I think what we need to understand is we need to be more direct. You know, punch up the middle and not try and force offloads and then try and, you know, if we can punch up the middle, which is much easier said than done against a team the size of La Rochelle, it must be the biggest rugby team, international or club in the world, it's easier said than done. And then we can open up the edges for the Damien and Warwick and Marnie. We're going to have to be more direct. You know, we're just forcing too much at the moment. Yeah, we always pride ourselves in being the Stormers. You know, these we are who we are. But I think we need a bit more responsibility than the enemy showing at the moment.
When you played La Rochelle and beat La Rochelle in the league rounds, in the group games, you know, you did mention they're big, but they're bigger now because they got some of their French internationals back. I don't know how many. I don't know who's injured and who's being rested still after the Six Nations, but it is going to be, certainly in terms of the quality of the players in the match 23 on paper, a better team than you narrowly beat in the group stages.
Yeah, we thrashed them 21-20 in the last minute. No, but they are much stronger. I mean, Gregory Aldrich, I think he's from Bergfleet originally, or born, I mean, he's French, but he's probably arguably the best number eight in the world at the moment now. I mean, of course, the monsters like Antonio and Skelton, and Bottier is unquestionably the best, the Fijian is unquestionably the best, seven flank. So, yeah, Aldrich added to that pack a couple of backs to back like Deante and Dunong. So, no, this is close to a test match without being an international. So, It's a hell of a physical challenge. I mean, they just seem to contract on size. So, what we're going to have to be much, 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 much more accurate than we've been, and we're going to have to be clever. You know, that we must accept that we scored more tries against in the last 3 weeks. I think we scored five more tries. That's not going to happen. I mean, Skelton and Antonio can stop them all by themselves. The rest of the six can watch, you know. So, we're going to be much more clever and creative.
And you've got 2 weeks after that before you are home again to the Ospreys back in the URC and Welsh rugby. You know, you've got to respect the opposition and all of those cliches. But it is a game that you'd expect relatively comfortably to win, particularly at home. And you've got 2 weeks to rest and sort of get back into a different frame of mind. So
you're a treacherous fella. You're assuming we're finishing the European Cup on Saturday.
No.
Because if we win, we're going to Leinster next week.
Oh, of course. Yes.
You have little faith. No, I think you're right. Anybody would have little faith in us beating La Rochelle. But yeah, so it would be, assuming we lose to... Well, no, I'm not going to do that. But I mean...
No, you're playing Leinster on the 27th. Don't you have a...
Yeah, but if we win this game, it's double European round now.
Ah.
So we play... If we win, it's a quarter-final after in Dublin.
Ah.
If Leinster beat Leicester, if Leicester win, which is... unlikely, but that will mean that Leicester will come to Cape Town so we could be hosting a quarterfinal next week.
Yeah, but I want to go to Dublin, so...
Yeah, no, that's the deal. but in terms of the URC, that Ospreys game, we actually, you know, that's why Ulster was so important to us. I think we talked about it last week. You know, against Ospreys, and now we really are talking about a home playoff. Because I don't think Leinster, when they come, not for the European game, for the URC game, will send their main team, given the Bulls' results and the gap they've opened up. So... yeah, we could get a nice URC run going like we seem to do every year going now. That's why Ulster was so critical.
I'm not expecting the Stormers to beat La Rochelle, but I haven't entirely given up on something more than hope. I mean, there's something about the Stormers and the chips being down. Sorry for another cliche.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be hugely surprised if there's a 2-3-point, 4-point victory for the Stormers on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be, I promise... you know, if you know the All Black Test and, you know, we're struggling to get tickets, this is as close to international rugby we'll get for the rest of the year. I mean, Mark Keohane sent me, so it's 9 French internationals, 4 others. It's a brilliant game. But, I mean, if we were to beat La Rochelle twice in 1 year, you know, who's the best club team in the world, then we really are at the top table, you know, which would be fantastic for us. So we're putting everything into it. The theme, in fact, for the week will be of monsters and men, you know, they're the monsters.
At least it's monsters and men, not monsters and boys. That would have revealed the wrong kind of thing. Monsters and Bafana, yeah. No, thanks, John. I'm just really relieved to hear you defending the team's performance, having read what I read and not having been able to see it. So if there's something to hold on to and something to build on, well, that's all good. Stormers coach John Dobson, always a delight to talk to you, sir.